From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. You're listening to Morning Edition. Good morning. It is Monday, February 23rd at 8:56. And we have our very own Todd Gleason on the line this morning for the Ag Report. Todd, how are things in Chicago today? I bet you're looking forward to next week's annual all-day Ag Outlook.
Oh, I am. We'll talk more about that in just a moment. But in Chicago, let's talk about the impact of tariffs on the trade. Actually, for corn, not much, just a couple of cent trading range for the whole of the session. March corn and the old crop, Kimberly, now down a quarter of a cent at 4.27, the May at 4.39 unchanged, and new crop December at $4.64, down a half cent. There has been much more volatility in the soybeans. They've been trading, in, at least in the old crop, in about a 10 to 13 cent range. Nearby March contract up on the top end of that range. A high today, by the way, at 11.41 for the session. The trade at 11.37 and three quarters. The low there, 11.27 and a half so far. We'll see how the soybeans trade out the rest of the day as they work through the implications for the tariffs, particularly as it's related to China, and how President Xi will react to them. The May contract, 11.53 and three quarters, a half lower in the soybeans. November at $11.18, that's up 3 cents. Bean meal futures at $307.40, down $2.40. And the bean oil for the day at $59.64, 72 cents higher for the day. Wheat futures, soft red, $5.63 and a half, down 8 3/4 at this hour. And the hard red for the day is down 8 3/4 as well. It's at 5.63 and a half. I do need to correct the March soft red at $5.70 and a quarter, down 3 1/4. By the way, that all-day ag outlook is just a week and a day away. We hope you will come and join us. We have a fantastic day scheduled at the Beef House on Tuesday of next week. That's in Covington, Indiana. You can join the Will Ag Analyst and the Farm Doc team for the whole of the day. We'll cover the basics this year, including markets, weather, weeds, trade, competition, land values, and crop insurance decisions. You'll find people there like Eric Snodgrass and Joe Jansen, along with Nick Paulson, Bruce Sherrick, Gary Schnitke, Aaron Hager. Matt Bennett will be there. Brian Stark, Mike Zuzlow, Kurt Kimmel, Greg Johnson, Chip Dellinger, Ellen Dearden, and Joanna Colusi. We hope you will be there as well. The cost is just $40. You need to do that by Friday, though, at willag.org to get yourself registered. That's willag.org. Some of the other markets for the day: live cattle, 37 and a half cents lower at 241, 62 and a half. Feeder cattle, $364, 82 and a half cents, down 22 and a half cents. And lean hogs, $93, 85 cents. That's up 17 and a half cents for the day. Crude oil at 55 cents higher, $67.03 a barrel. And the wholesale price of gasoline up a penny and a half at $2.25 and 0.8 cents on this first trading day of the week, Monday, February the 23rd. Back to you, Kimberly.
Thanks so much, Todd. Have a great rest of your day. A quick look at your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard. Partly cloudy skies, a chance of flurries, and a high of 31 today. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 20. And tomorrow, mostly cloudy and windy with a high of 43 degrees. South wind gusting to 40 miles per hour. You've been listening to Morning Edition from NPR on WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Thanks for listening.